Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about Severe Weather Awareness Week being observed this week. Wednesday, there will be a tornado drill starting at 10 a.m. This is part two of a two-part interview.
So if somebody is driving on their way to work or to an errand or appointment during this drill, what are some things that they should keep in mind if they're commuting at that time?
Well, if you hear sirens go off while you're driving, turn to your local radio station first and foremost to get the best information possible. Do not park under an overpass. I know this is something that we learned, I don't know, years ago, that was a safe place to go, but it is not a safe place to go. If you can see a tornado and you're in an area where you could park your car and get into a low-lying ditch, that's really the best place you can go. It's not ideal to stay in your car, but if you do, make sure your seatbelt is on and make sure you can get out if something were to happen.
Why do they not want people to go under those overpasses?
All I can think of is the movie Twister. And it's some weird suction thing. It'll like pull you out and fling you. I don't know the science of it. I just know that it used to be seen as like a shelter and it would cover you, but it really doesn't work that way.
And you always have to worry about debris.
Yes, always. There's always debris in a tornado and hail. So, I mean, ideally, yes, it'd be great to be under something that might protect you, but at the same time, it's really not going to give you the protection that you might actually need.
And then what is Thursday's focus?
So Thursday's focus is family preparedness. On social media, we'll be pushing a lot of templates for plans, something that every family should have. Have a plan in place, so if your kids are at school, if you're at work when something happens, how are you going to make sure that they're okay? How are you going to communicate with each other? Another thing is your emergency kit that you should have in your home, in your car. What should you have in those kits? Just how to be aware of what's going on around you and what risks actually you might face in the area you live in.
And as a family, how often should you talk about this?
Well, you should at least talk about it once. A lot of people don't ever talk about it, but it's great to review, I don't know, monthly, especially as the seasons change, because the risks that you face now as we're finally getting into spring and hopefully going to see some nice weather, the risks that you face now are way different than what you have faced 2 months ago.
And with that preparedness plan, are there certain things that people should make sure they address?
Definitely. You want to make sure that you have a contact so that if you are all in a different place when a storm would hit, have a contact out of state or out of the area that everyone can call and check in with, and then they can kind of keep track of everybody and let you know, yes, your parents are safe. They're trying to get to you. This is your meeting place. Stay where you are until you hear differently.
Because you never know if a storm's going to take out a road.
Exactly. Or the phone lines that are local. And if something does happen, the best way to check in is with text messages. Those are more likely to get through than a phone call when everyone is trying to use their phones.
And what is Friday's focus?
Friday's focus is on flooding, which most of our northern cities have more river flooding issues than a lot of us down here. But everyone everywhere is at a risk for flash flooding. And flash flooding happens so fast.
And we even saw earlier this year, Highway 22 west of Wellman had some flooding issues.
Yes, we did. There was flooding there. There was also high water. There was water standing in City of Washington even, just because there was so much rain that fell so fast that it just had nowhere to go.
And if you encounter that standing water, what should you do or not do?
Well, definitely don't go into the water. If it's standing water, it only takes about 2 feet of water to float your car. And if there's a current with that water, as little as 6 inches can move your vehicle. And if you're walking through it and it has a current, it doesn't take that much to knock you down and sweep you away. So stay out of the water, because especially if there's standing water, you can't see what's under it. You don't know if the road has actually washed away or if there's a big pothole or if there's
debris.
Yeah, a tree or something. Yeah, there's all kind of dangers that can be in that water.
And if you come across things like this, should you report any roadways?
Definitely. You can always call the non-emergency number at the communication center or check in with us on social media. There's lots of ways that you can let people know this, and we'll pass that information along to the county roads guys to say, hey, we need some signs up to let people know this is closed, and we can put that information out on the radio and say, hey, don't go this way.
Right. We just want everybody to be safe. And with Severe Weather Awareness Week, is there an overall message that you hope people take away from it?
Just to general preparedness, know what risks you've got. We're finally getting away from, well, we're hopefully making that transition into warmer weather, and we can finally maybe put our winter coats away and get our umbrellas out and just be ready for that change.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.